Let's sing together number 320.
320. Oh.
Oh, Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory,
Lord. Just reminded of something that my father shared to us and with us in Williamsburg a number of years ago. And it just goes like this, that the Lord had spoken to him this word: I want to hide you so deeply in myself that you lose sight of everything else. And I don't know exactly what that was in relation to in his life and his experience, but I feel comfortable enough to share with you that, you know, my dad had his struggles emotionally, maybe mentally at times. A number of incidences throughout his life. And yet each time God brought him through and brought him back and seemed to enlarge him. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for us as a family, as a church. But I want to hide you so deeply in myself that you lose sight of everything else. And so when we struggle with our thoughts, when we struggle with situations around us that are out of control, and we feel the storm is beating upon us, and there's no end in sight, we have a place to go to. We have a refuge. We have a hiding place. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock and covers me there with his hand. And so, maybe there's someone here who needs to hear this morning. I don't know. But Jesus is your refuge. He's a shelter in the time of storm. Jesus cares. He knows. And he wants to bring you through, bring you out into a larger place in God. And so, Lord, hide us this morning. Hide us so deeply in yourself that we lose sight of everything else. Lord, that we would just know that you are with us, that you are in us. That we can bring everything to you in prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. But Lord, even in the times when we cannot pray, we feel we cannot pray, Lord, you still are with us. And you still hold us. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so, Lord, I just pray that you'd minister to each one of us. You see just what we need. And, Lord, we are in faith for one another, that your work will be accomplished in these days. And so just draw us nearer this morning. Draw us close. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Loved with everlasting love. Led by grace that love to know. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for that great love of God. Nothing, the Bible says, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. Let's sing that song together, I am His and He is Mine. Someone find that. 289? 289. If you'd like to stand as we sing.
Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know, Spirit breathing from above, Thou hast taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace, oh, this transport all divine, in a love which cannot cease, I am His and He is mine, in a love which cannot cease.
Just let the Lord put His arms around you this morning.
and hold you close. Dear God, draw us close, my God. Oh, thank you for your great love. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Calm the storm, my God. Still the tempest. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
remember again our children that are meeting down in the chapel this morning. We pray again that you would just draw near to them. Touch their hearts, my God, speak to them. Lord, you are able to make yourself real. Even at that age, Lord, you come and touch them. May they feel your presence, your love. May they know that their sins are forgiven. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, the promise is unto you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Lord, pour out your Spirit, Lord. God, upon our children, upon our young people. Come to us, Lord Jesus. We need you. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Come to us, my God. No, Jesus, Jesus, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? We're asking, Lord, we're asking. Oh, that you would make yourself real, that we would know that we belong to you, Lord Jesus, that we would know your presence all the time. Oh, that you would set us into a walk with God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Touch each one, my God. Lay your hand upon each one, Lord. Oh,
glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
It's nice to see Brother Andy and Sister Hina with us this morning, and their boys. So thankful that you came this way. Hopefully you're going to come back while we're here. We'd like to hear something from you. But we're just so happy to see you and know that God is keeping you and has his hand upon you. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for the Smiths. Pray, Lord, you continue to lead them and guide them in these days. Lord, you know what you have for them. You know what you have prepared for them. And so, Lord, we believe in your time and in your way, you will open the doors and make that way. Lord, keep them in these days in peace and in rest, knowing that you are in control of every situation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.